This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush is warning that a war against Iraq could take longer than some predicted. Hostilities began last night, U.S. time, when American cruise missiles landed at Baghdad, hitting a number of targets. President Bush broadcast an announcement of the opening salvo.
Our nation enters this conflict reluctantly, yet our purpose is sure. The people of the United States and our friends and allies will not live at the mercy of an outlaw regime that threatens the peace with weapons of mass murder. We will meet that threat now with our Army, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines, so that we do not have to meet it later with armies of firefighters and police and doctors on the streets of our cities.
NPR's Steve Inskeep is at the U.S. military headquarters in Doha, Qatar. This was a smaller opening attack than expected. What was the object?
Well, it was an apparent effort, Bob, to decapitate Iraq's leadership or some portion of it. And it appears to have been a change of plans. It certainly was a different plan than had been described to reporters in various settings over the last several weeks. And what prompted that change of plans is this, Bob. U.S. and British officials say they received intelligence about the whereabouts of some Iraqi officials in Baghdad. They decided quickly to strike. They ordered up launches of Tomahawk cruise missiles from four surface ships and two American submarines. They added in a bombing run by some American stealth fighters, and they struck the targets in Baghdad. One military spokesman, by the way, also says that some targets in the south of Iraq were also hit here.
So they really thought they could go right after Saddam Hussein from the get-go?
Yeah, we can confirm that Saddam himself was a target of the attack, though clearly he is the target of the larger campaign, Bob. And President Bush insists that although Saddam clearly survived, this is just the beginning and that the U.S. is going to accept nothing less than victory. And victory here can be defined as the removal of Saddam Hussein.
So they went right at the leadership, possibly as an indication that it's getting too close and they should go.
Well, could be. And now we're looking we're waiting essentially to see what happens next. We could have more of these attempts to run down Iraqi leaders in the streets of Baghdad. That's one way, I suppose, to look at this. As you suggest, exactly, a warning that they should get out of town. We are still expecting at some point a broader bombing campaign and, of course, a ground campaign. Troops have been preparing for some time to come northward out of Kuwait.
I was wondering if they still had hopes that the leaders would go and they wouldn't have to go through with the whole military operation.
It's been clear that U.S. officials have been hoping all along that they might not have to go through with this war, which has caused them so much difficulty with their allies, Bob. But at the same time, that's been seen as a quite slim hope, and Saddam Hussein has insisted on staying where he is. You do raise an interesting point. This may have been one more warning that Iraqi officials had better go before the entire war starts, before the full war starts. Another way to look at it, perhaps, is that Iraqi officials might be warned that it's time for them to back away from Saddam Hussein before they're picked off one by one, and that could be one message here.
There are reports about an Iraqi attack against Kuwait.
Yeah, air raid sirens sounded in Kuwait City in the last few hours. Now, U.S. officials are telling us, Bob, that two missiles landed out in the desert. They did not strike in a populated area. We have no reports of casualties. These have been described by officials as Scud missiles. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, that we can know that for certain. There are some other shorter-range missiles in Iraq's arsenal, which could reach Kuwait, which is quite close to at least some Iraqi troops. But in any event, there appears to be something that could be described as an Iraqi counterattack here. American Tomahawk missiles fly over Kuwait, land in Baghdad, and in a matter of hours, you have at least a few Iraqi missiles coming back the other way.
NPR's Steve Inskeep at U.S. military headquarters in Doha, Qatar.